हरे हरे, श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सभी लोग गाइए, हरे कृष्णा हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे। हरे कृष्णा एवरीबॉडी कृष्णा कृष्णा गौरांग हरे राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा राम राम हरे हरे। श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। जगतगुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।
हरे कृष्ण नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पुष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनी तनामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निविशेष शून्यवाणी पुष्कतिरे सतारणे ओम गणतमनंदस्य जन जन सलकय चक्षु समिलतं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले सायं रूपकदमयं ददाति सपदान्तिकम्। मंचकौपतृभ्यश्च कृपसिन्धुभ्यश्च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। Hare Krishna. How was your chanting this morning? Raise your hand if it was someone who's been to, especially been to both the classes that we had so far. How was your chanting this morning? Anyone like to say? Not even one person? Yes. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. Today's japa was very helpful because whenever I was not able to chant, I was able to neglect that and I was not concentrating on whichever was not happening properly. And target was very small. Like only one Maha Mantra. So I used to pronounce very nicely today.
How wonderful to hear. Thank you. So you heard one Hare Krishna Maha Mantra minimum today. Keep it simple, we like to say. Keep it simple. And that's really all we can do. We can only hear the mantra that we're chanting now, and we can't hear the next mantra or 16 rounds or even one round's worth of mantras. But we can focus our consciousness on trying to be with Krishna now. We don't have any choice about what we've already done, and we can't really control the future. Well, the best thing we can do for the future is pay good attention now, which is the mantra that we're just chanting. Did you want to say more, Paul?
That previously I used to plan and so many things, but it was not helpful. But a little small target gives more concentration. So it helped me a lot in this.
How did you concentrate more? What did
you
do?
By hearing each syllable.
Yes. And were you able to do that?
Yes.
How wonderful. And this is I don't know if it's a good question, but what was the reaction in your consciousness? How did your consciousness react when you were able to hear more?
Like feeling light while chanting.
Light.
Like, yes. Easy. And also like easy to approach holy name.
For
chanting one mantra is easy to focus and hearing that each syllable.
And how did it affect your consciousness, this improved chanting?
consciousness, it was more better than previous time. Satisfaction was also very high.
So you felt more satisfied?
Yes.
And how do you, I can answer this question for myself, and maybe I will after, but how do you feel when you've chanted many, many rounds, but your mind is wandering all over the place? How do you feel?
I used to feel not easy, and also...
Not easy. What I would say for me is terrible. Which is, it's easy for me to feel that. But yeah. And then when, if I can just focus.
I felt easy to focus one syllable, and it was easy to approach holy name.
Yes.
Very nicely.
Very fortunate. Because that means the door is always open for you. Like, right, like the Didi doors for Radha Vrindavan Chandra and the Didis, they're not always open, but the door of the holy name is always open. But we close not the door, but our consciousness to it, and we don't want to do that.
Maximum time goes by listening to the mind. But when we are focusing small target, it was easy to chant and hear also. Thank you.
And where, I won't ask this question really, but our mind has the capacity to take us anywhere and everywhere throughout Brahmanda Brahmati. It will take us throughout the universe. And really, as the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita describes about the banyan tree of material existence, that's a reflection of the spiritual tree. And the soul is jumping from one branch to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, birth after birth. And what is that based on? What is his position on the tree based on?
Desire.
His desire. So this desire is so important to try to refine and purify our desires. And that's the essence of what a temple is for, of what holy association is for. Do you know that there's this one conversation with Srila Prabhupada, I think in Hyderabad, where he's speaking to some member of, what is it, the Tirupati Deva Sanstan?
Tirumala Tirupati Deva.
What is it called? The
TTD.
Tirumala Tirupati Deva. So the man was explaining to Prabhupada, he was a big secretary in the TTD, yeah, and that how they were spending, they were supporting brahmanas in different temples all over India, so that they could teach their sons Sanskrit, so they could continue the tradition. And Prabhupada, as you would imagine, he wasn't so impressed by that. But then what he did say is what they should do and what they should support in the different temples. And that, I found that very important when trying to understand what Prabhupada's conception was for the purpose of ISKCON temples. He said that we should support the brahmanas to teach Bhagavad Gita. So he wanted the temple, the purpose of the temple is a learning institution. And if you read the teachings of Maharaj Rishabdev, raise your hand if you've ever read the teachings of Maharaj Rishabdev. I have. But I've recently read them, and trying to understand a little more deeply than I usually just read, to understand what is the actual teaching, what is the purpose. So of course he first speaks about nayam deham deho bhajan riloke, that human life has a purpose. First principle, human life has a purpose, and that purpose is brahma sokyam tvanantam, is to attain spiritual bliss, actually, unending spiritual bliss. And it is not, so he says what its purpose is, and he says what its purpose is not. Its purpose is not to enjoy sense gratification, which is available vidbhujamye, available in any species of life. But then, after speaking somewhat on this level, he tells his sons, how many sons did he have? 100. He tells his 100 sons to listen to one son. And that son's name was Bharat. So everyone listens to Bharat. And that means that Bharat is the supreme independent ruler of the kingdom? No, not at all. Who does Bharat listen to? What was the conclusion? He listens to the Brahmins. So in this culture, no one is independent. And who are we dependent on? So the Brahmins become the rulers? And they can do whatever they want? No. Their purpose is to assimilate Shastra. They should study Shastra from beginning to end. So that when someone asks them a question, especially the kings or the rulers or anyone asks them a question, they're not just saying what they feel or what they want. This is what Maharaj Rishabhdeva is teaching. That they've assimilated Shastra and that they're representing Krishna in the form of instructions, as the king represents Krishna in the form of protection. And the citizens become praja. So the sons listen to Bharat, Maharaj, and Bharat listens to the Brahmins, and the Brahmins listen to Shastra. And then Maharaj Rishabhdeva explains that where did Shastra come from? It comes from Krishna. So this is the system, and this is the essence of the whole Varnashrama system, is that it's a practical way that society will be governed by the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Through the Brahmins who instill the message of Krishna into the citizens and into the kings, and then the kings rule according to that. So in this way, the society has a purpose, and that purpose is Krishna's purpose, and really to bring us closer to Krishna. That's Rishabhdev Maharaj's teachings. That life's purpose is to bring us closer to Krishna. Now, we've all heard this so many times, but it is better to find it out as young as possible. That's what Prahlad Maharaj teaches, komaramatsirat pragyo, and then lead one's life as best as one can, so that the real purpose of his life is attained. And what other purpose has value? Were you just raising your hand? You had an alternative? Are you sure? I think all of us secretly have different alternatives going on. So Bhagavad Gita teaches that you give yourself to Krishna. Here's a question for you. Krishna says, Savadaman Pratyaja, that you give yourself to me. Mame, come and surrender to me. But why? What holds us back from doing that? The essence of material existence is that we don't want to give ourselves to Krishna. We want to turn our back to Krishna. So what stops us from turning to Krishna and giving ourselves to Krishna? There's fear. There's fear. And that's the essence of material existence. It's fear. But what are we afraid of? Did you ever ask yourself that question? What am I afraid of that stops me from really surrendering to Krishna? Now, this is the kind of question that we don't expect anyone to raise their hand on and say, the reason why I'm... But it's something that we should ask ourselves, what am I afraid of? What stops me from giving myself to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? What am I afraid of? Did you ever ask yourself that question? Oh, you're going to even answer it. Okay, go ahead. Not we.
I think when I surrender to Krishna, then I have an independent enjoyment tendency, which will go.
So you're afraid. You're so brave. But not brave enough. Yes, you're afraid you won't be able to enjoy independently. Okay. Thank you. Ask yourself, what am I afraid of? Oh, now everyone's so brave in this. Yes, what are you afraid of? Don't say we.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, once in a lecture I heard that we are afraid of the, we are, means fear is what? The difference between our plan and God's plan for our.
So what are you afraid of?
God's plan, maybe.
From my experience, it's very hard to avoid God's plan. I mean, he's so powerful, and he's the supreme controller. Now, how are you going to avoid his plan? Right, but despite that, we are afraid of that. One thing that I've seen, I mean, just personally, one thing I'm afraid of is that what happens if I surrender to him and he doesn't protect me? And as both of you pointed out, what happens if he doesn't fulfill my desires? And what happens if I get cheated and I surrender to the wrong God or person? So, what is the cure of these type of thoughts? No one wants to help me. Only she. Yes, thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much. So, I will not really give you the cure, but I'll share my own experience, which I have experienced.
I was asking for some help, and you want to share your experience.
Yeah. So,
yes.
I was feeling that earlier when I was working with the corporate industry, so I was feeling that if I won't work for 10 hours, then who will maintain my family? Yeah, so that was the fear I was having in beginning. Then one day, suddenly after reading Bhagavatam, I realized that Krishna has protected so many devotees. So why he won't protect me? So I resigned my job and I started my own setup. And everything is working well now. Like my family expenses automatically gets managed. Everything is automatically gets managed. I don't need to fear about my expenses and my expenses of the family, everything. So this is what small realization I had in recent.
So why don't you say it very concisely? What did you understand that Krishna will protect you?
So it's like what Draupadi did, Abhayam Krishna, Abhayam Krishna, and Abhayam Krishna. So Krishna will protect.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Prabhu. I was earning a handsome salary in the corporate world, but
wait a second. So how far do you want to take that?
Till the end of the
story. In other words, okay, you say that Krishna will protect you, so you started your own business. But how about giving up your own business?
Yeah, the time will come, I'll do that.
My point is that you stopped at a particular point.
Yeah.
I mean, just looking at the way you said it, and then you found your point of
saying, actually,
just wait one second, please. But how far are you really ready to trust Krishna? That will be tested in each and every one of us, especially at the time of death.
Yeah.
But not only at the time of death, Every day we get tested on this point. Now, because I'm a teacher, you know, and India is the land of examinations, right? But examinations are completely done improperly nowadays in India and all over the world. Properly done, an examination is an assessment, and it's mostly done for two people, the individual student, so he can assess how he is assimilating, how he is learning, what's being taught, and for the teacher, how well he is communicating what he's trying to give to the students. Yes. So from our point of view, we have assessments every day, 1,000 times, if we're conscious and understand that Krishna is always holding up a mirror to us to let us know how we are doing in trusting Krishna, in giving ourselves to Krishna, in depending on him and accepting his decisions, trying our best to do what we think is pleasing to him and accepting his decisions, instead of, as our Prabhu pointed out very honestly, that I have my plan. And which plan do you... It's like going to a doctor's office with your own plan, but you're very sick. But you go to the doctor's office with your plan, afraid that the doctor's not going to follow your plan. So the point that I'd like to make here is that there is a disease in every conditioned soul. And that disease is, you could say it is lack of surrender to Krishna, or you could say it's lack of trust of Krishna, lack in faith of Krishna. But I would like to put it as lack of a relationship with Krishna. And the worst at this is, of people at this are the impersonalists, rather the Mayavadis. Because they, I'd rather give up my anything but surrender to Krishna. I've even heard people say, even recently I've heard someone say to me, why did Krishna give us individual? Why did he make us individuals? There's so many Vishnu tattvas who have a relationship with him or something like that. But why did he make these tiny individuals that could misuse their freedom and suffer so much? Someone said that to me recently, and I've heard it many times before, and give us this free will. So what I understand from this is that I'd rather not exist. This is what this question is. I'd rather not exist than give myself to Krishna. That's Mayavad philosophy. Or atheism, which is the same. Basically. Chana Bold, Sripad Ramanujacharya called this Mayavad philosophy of Sripad Shankaracharya as covered Buddhism, which means atheism. I'd rather not exist than give myself to Krishna. Of course it's an insult to Krishna, but it's such a lack of understanding that we have a relationship with Krishna. It's the most wonderful of all possible things. So all this hesitancy comes from our lack of relationship with Krishna and the loneliness that every conditioned soul feels in the heart is coming from a lack of relationship with Krishna. The searching for happiness, for shopping, it all comes from a lack of relationship with Krishna. The malls, the internet, it's all what Maya, Bhaibhav, they're all expansions of Maya to fill in the temporarily try to fill the emptiness in the heart of the soul who doesn't have a relationship with Krishna. So how to get the relationship with Krishna? There's maybe some fortunate souls who, after many, many births, can just decide to do nothing other than chant Krishna's names, to simply depend on Krishna, like Sri Madhavendra Puri wouldn't even beg for food. If Krishna doesn't want to feed me, I accept that. Let me live, let me die, I am in Krishna's hands. This is the door of devotion. But so we want to develop our relationship with Krishna. And see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made it so easy, and Srila Prabhupada has helped so much in this way, because he's placed deities that are so beautiful. You can just stand in front of these deities, and you're not in the material world. You're not in your material mind. This material world, in fact, is just how to say it accurately? We live in our minds. This big bubble of consciousness based on our minds. That's it. And that's what Prabhupada would sometimes call sense enjoyment mental speculation. What did he mean by that? This is all existing in the, you know, what we want to enjoy. It's all the promise of enjoyment. It's all the dream of enjoyment. The advertising industry takes advantage of people's emptiness and their desire to enjoy by painting these promises that they can't fulfill. That's the material world that can't fulfill the promise that it gives. And it's all living, it's living in the mind. So every conditioned soul, this is the gift of Maya. Krishna Bhule says, even Adibhai Mukh, when we turn our back on Krishna, we're given this false ego, this chitta, this ahankara, this sense of self based on the mind and false ego, this sense of self of independence, and we see everything through that consciousness that this world is meant for me and my pleasure. We see everything separate from Krishna. So Mahaprabhu has made it easy. Srila Prabhupada has given us the deities, he's given us books to read, he's given us the association of devotees, and he wants us to chant Hare Krishna and purify the consciousness and develop that relationship with Krishna that will bring us full satisfaction. But the Daiva Midrisamiha Nanudana Raga. So the gifts are there, and the chance is there, and we should take it. So, and how many times and for how many births will I sit down to chant the holy name? And even then, when I'm confronted with Krishna, to turn my back on Krishna. By even when I'm chanting, I'm not there. I go somewhere else. Where do I go? I don't even care where I go. I'll go all over the universe. So we want to become conscious when we chant and of what's and what we are doing. And we have freedom in this regard. And we're all individuals, and we have our individual freedom. So what we try to do in these our classes, and we have an opportunity every day to practice these points 1,000 times. Am I turning to Krishna? Am I turning away from Krishna? Am I getting angry at the universe? Ultimately I'm getting angry at Krishna that he doesn't fulfill my plans. He needs to go to management school or something like that so he can manage this existence better and fulfill my plans and my concept of how things should be. So in any case, when we sit down to chant Hare Krishna, we want to develop our relationship with Krishna. Abhina Tam Nama Namano, the names of Krishna and Krishna, Abhina, they are none different. To realize this is such an exalted state, it's bhava bhakti. So here we are, here I am, so little insignificant, and Krishna Bahyamukh. So I want to humbly approach the holy names, seeking mercy. Seeking mercy and perhaps even begging that, O Lord, O energy of the Lord, O Krishna, O Srimati Radharani, O Hare, O Krishna, please allow me to serve you. Please let me turn towards you in my relationship with you. Or, if I can't infuse my chanting with that gala, was it? Gula. I'm expert at forgetting that, how to do that too. Gula. If we can't do that, at least we should try our best to hear Krishna's names, to be present with Krishna, to touch the holy names with our consciousness by the simple process of hearing. It's touching it. And Krishna is so kind that he sees the attempt and appreciates the attempt. The proof of this is Ajamil. Nama viharadan Vishnu yatarta visayamati. That Krishna's mood is, oh, my devotee is calling me, even though Ajamil is not acting like a devotee, and he's calling his son. But Krishna's mood, just like, what's your name? Vijay. Okay, say, is there anyone else with the same name in this room? Is there anyone with the name Vijay in this room? Are there any two people with the same name in this room? Is there another Brijan in this room? No. Are there two people with the same name in this room? No. But did you find one? No. But what happens is, if there are two people in the same room, and I call your name, but someone has the same name, that person's consciousness will be affected by my calling you, just because he has the same name. So when Krishna, when Ajamil calls his son, Narayana, those syllables, that real Narayana, oh, my devotee is calling me. It is, and then he said, it is my duty to give him protection. And therefore he sent the Vishnu Dutas out of his wanting to give Ajamil protection because he called his name. That is merciful. So trust that. That if you just try to hear, he'll see, oh, he's trying his best to be with me instead of turning his back on me. He's trying to turn to me. And Krishna is so kind. Do you believe that? Well, if you do, put it into practice. And if you don't, put it into practice anyway. Try to chant and just touch the holy name with your consciousness by the process of hearing. Okay. Are you ready? Prabhu, you're ready? Very important to prepare your consciousness. Know what you're trying to do. Just imagine if you're getting on your motorbike and you start going and going, and then after a while you say, oh yeah, where was I going? Where do I want to go again? That's what our life is like, and that's what we do when we're chanting japa, unfortunately. Prepare yourself. Know what you want to do. Know what you want to go. Be reverent. You're dealing with Krishna in the form of his holy names. We want to take it seriously. It's very fortunate. And for this time right now, we have nothing else to do except be with Krishna. And watch what your mind, how your mind deals with this. And when it starts to run away, or say, 10 minutes is enough, it's enough, 15 minutes is how much more. When your mind starts doing things like that, just say, see Krishna. Just see Krishna, how unfortunate I am. And without your mercy, what hope do I have? So make your mind peaceful right now. Know what you want to do now, that if we're gonna, it's our time to be with the holy names, and pray for some mercy if you think you need it. If you don't think you need it, you don't have to pray for some mercy. And then begin whenever you're ready. And again, I'll speak some into the microphone. You don't really have to. Don't stop your chanting. You can listen or not listen. But try to be with Krishna. Try your best. If you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra beginning with Hari, Hare Krishna, you're so fortunate. If you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you're so fortunate. Eka Krishna mantra japa sarva papachai. If your mind wanders, don't worry, it's natural. Just bring it back. And ask Krishna for some little extra help. Pray to Krishna, pray to the Guru, to Vaishnavas, to Srila Prabhupada, pray to Sisi Gornitai. just keep trying to be with Krishna in the form of His holy names. Namna makodi buhuda sava shaktis tatita nimitta smarane nakala. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. We have a rare opportunity. Just try your best to be with Krishna in the form of His holy names. This is your time to be with Krishna. Chant with surrender, chant with prema, chant with ruchi, chant with humility. If you can't do any of these, just hear. Try to hear the Hare Krishna mantra. And if you can do that, if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra beginning with Hari, you are so fortunate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Rama, 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. This is your time to be with Krishna. Please take advantage of it. If your mind wanders, don't worry, it's natural. Just bring it back to the simple goal of hearing one Hare Krishna mantra. think in terms that Krishna is a person and you are calling a person. Hare Srimati Radharani, the energy of the Lord. You're speaking to a person. There's a person hearing your calling. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Just try your best. Keep trying your best. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna Ma mantra beginning with Hare, you are so fortunate. Keep it simple. Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, 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 Hare. Hare, 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 Rama, Hare, Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Just keep trying, and if your mind wanders, just bring it back. Know how important this time is. Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Rama Rama may Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. If your mind wanders, don't worry. It's natural. Just bring it back to the simple goal of trying to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. Just try to hear one Hare Krishna mantra beginning with Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And if you can do that, you are so fortunate. Just really try your best. Please try your best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Ram, Hai Ram, 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 Hari, Hari, Krishna, 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 Hari, Hari, Hai Ram, Hai Ram, 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 Hari, 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 Krishna, 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 Hari, Hari, Hai Ram, Hai Ram, 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 Hari, Krishna, Hari, Krishna, Krishna, Ram, Hai Ram, Hai Ram. Rama, 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Glorify Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Rama, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. If your mind wanders, bring it back. Bring it back to try to hear one Hare Krishna mantra. Keep that goal very simple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Try your best. Please take advantage of this very rare and wonderful opportunity we have right now, where we have nothing else to do except be with Krishna in the form of His holy names. Just try your best to be with Krishna, to touch Krishna in the form of sound vibration by hearing. Let your consciousness touch Krishna in the form of sound vibration by hearing. Try your best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Rama,
Rama 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 Hare Hare. Rama 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 Hare Hare. Krishna 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 Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Rama 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 Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare. Keep bringing your mind back to the simple goal of being with Krishna in the form of His holy names. By hearing, if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra beginning with Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, you're so fortunate. Try to be with Krishna. Chant with a serving mood, offer your tongue and your ear. Try your best. Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Please try your best. Try your best. Okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Does anyone have any questions? Or anyone like to say how their chanting was? Please raise your hand. You're the first one. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Bhaji, thank you very much. It was really very, very enlivening. Is after many times, gradually it goes down, but by attending this session and the way you initially enlivened us with a very nice philosophy, that helped a lot. One thing I wanted to ask, Bhaji, just while chanting, sometimes happens ki whatever we have heard and in the lecture or other things, when we that contemplation comes in that time also, means there is a kind of positive distraction, means not only the seva or distraction sometimes happens, but sometimes the thoughts of how we are fallen, I am fallen, and the points which are nature, that comes in the mind, and the mind is not, it's very difficult to bring it back to holiness, because it is required that you understand who you are. So
you're saying that sometimes you feel very fallen and that distracts you from chanting? Yeah, well, let it work in the opposite way. Let it bring you the need to chant even more deeply in you. See, there's a difference between humility and thinking about how bad you are all the time. I call it the self-indulgent neurotic behavior, which means your mind is always thinking about how fallen you are, you did this wrong and this wrong and this wrong and this wrong. And who are you thinking about all the time? That's not humility. Humility means I'm a fallen soul, that part is touched, and then you hold tightly to the lotus feet of Krishna. That's humility. Don't be a self-indulgent, neurotic behavior person. Be a humble person. Take shelter of Krishna. Okay? Thank you. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you for this lecture. Prabhuji, sometimes my mind takes me like in opposite direction, and it doesn't have any type of attraction towards the holy name of the Lord. And sometimes my mind says that why you are chanting? You should be there only. And why you are...
You should be where?
Maya.
That's Maya, Prabhu. your mind says, why don't you do what? What's an example?
Sleep.
Sleep. Yeah. And what do you tell your mind?
Let's go.
But you didn't this time. You didn't tell your mind this time.
Because, bro, in my back, your commentary was going on. Yeah. Bring back your mind. Bring back your mind. But when I was chanting in morning, then everybody was chanting in a circle, and I just go.
You're very talented. Yes. So don't do that. Chant a little. There's so many. I mean, everyone at different times has problem.
Prabhuji, in first session, you gave the example of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. When he chants, he used to beat his mind, hey rascal.
Not when he chants, but he said.
But imagination, how to do that imagination to beat the mind?
I don't know. I don't do that. I'm more on the other side, you know. Oh, mind, please give me, please. Let me just hear one Hare Krishna mantra. Please, that's all I ask. Just if I could hear one Hare Krishna mantra beginning with Hare. Please, my dear mind, you're so kind, you're so nice. Please.
Prabhuji, but already I am the slave of my mind, and after that I am
flattery,
also
Prabhu, flattery. Everyone knows this. This is the Raghunath Das Goswami speaks to his mind like that. But there are some very self-controlled devotees who have their mind fully under control. But what I've seen also, I mean, aside from that element of your question, is that there's two things. This is the Visnu Chakravarti Thakur says that either a mind becomes distracted, which is the mode of passion, or the mind becomes sleepy, which is the mode of ignorance. So we want to cultivate goodness, because in goodness the consciousness is clear, and there's no distraction, and there's no sleepiness. So the more our life becomes certified in goodness and filled with goodness, the better off we are. So we should cultivate goodness. And since you are very intelligent, you should be able to figure out how to do that. And if you're not quite sure how to do it, you ask some of the devotees. That's the point. We want to live a good life. And there's so little instruction on how to do this in the world. We're taught the wrong way, actually. You know, there's so little goodness in this world. It's all passion and ignorance and advancement. And you're doing well means that you're advancing in passion or in ignorance. So don't cultivate these modes. Cultivate goodness. So chanting will help you do that. So maybe you have to stand up. Maybe you have to chant a little louder. Maybe you have to rest sometimes. Maybe you're not sleeping properly at night. Maybe you have to eat less. There's so many little things, but the point is you want to cultivate goodness, because goodness means clear consciousness. Do you know what that means? Clear consciousness. There's peace, there's happiness. This is sattvagun. And sattvagun, when things are done in sattvagun, according to the 17th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, then they should be offered to Krishna. So this sattvagun consciousness should be filled with Krishna. Did I answer your question? I don't think so.
Guruji, devotees give sometimes example that from 4:30 to 8:30, 7:45 sometimes, like you should be in the temple hall, you should avoid going upstairs. He gives the example of his Radhishyam Prabhu, that he used to remain in temple, he doesn't go here and there, you should be there only. But because of my mind cruelty only, he brings me up first floor, Guruji.
It's all your fault. Because you don't have the... I couldn't understand.
At the neophyte stage, what to say about the mind?
Just dire, be patient a little bit. Keep your desire right. And then accept let the devotees guide you. But keep your desire right. I want to be a good servant of Krishna. I want to be a good servant of Guru. I want to be a good servant of Vaishnavas. I want to be a good servant of the deities. Get your desire right. Because everything is situated on our desire. Just like the tree's reflection is situated on water. So when we hear Bhagavatam, when we chant nicely, when the mode of goodness occasionally visits us, make sure we get our desire right. These are all purifying things. So get your desire right. We hear Shastra, we hear from the devotees, get your desire right. And then gradually, when your desire is strong, then everything will gradually fall into place. And obviously, depending upon how covered we are by the modes of material nature, how strictly we follow, it takes what our purva sanskaras are, it takes shorter or quicker amount of time, but it doesn't make a difference. Just keep your desire right and try your best, take good guidance, follow the process, and you'll get there.
Sometime what happened, Prabhuji, if I chant nicely, then with the desire that I want to serve Vaishnava, I want to chant nicely, then after chanting, when I go to college, then my mind says, yo, you had chanted nicely, now the Maya will not attack you, and after that attack.
It's all your fault. It's the chanting's fault. Because you become proud. That's the fault. See, so you should not stop chanting. That's what Mahaprabhu recommends. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Just don't stop chanting. Don't stop depending on Krishna. Never think yourself strong. Always think yourself dependent on Krishna. It is false ego that makes us think that we're strong. You're not strong. You're not even 1/10,000th the tip of a hair in size. You know how small that is? That's you. I mean, I can't even show you. It's all gone. We're tiny, insignificant. And no matter what degrees you get, you can never be anything other than an insignificant servant of Krishna. That's the topmost position. You can't ever be anything other than that. You need shelter always. Always take shelter and you'll never have a problem with Maya. So the problem that we have is that our mind pulls us away from depending on Krishna and there's shelter and feeling sheltered. So always chant and always be sheltered. Any more interesting questions? What? Yes. Yes, Prabhu. What are you studying? What kind of engineering are you studying?
IT.
IT. What does IT stand for?
Information technology.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Huh? I say it stands for insincerity training. Because you're trying to write programs all the time and control everything. But we want to become controlled by Krishna. That's our prayer. That we want to be controlled by Krishna. And that is the happiness of a devotee. When Krishna uses the devotee, Nimitta, Karan, Baba, Savyasati. The happiness of a devotee is when he's an instrument of Krishna, and when the devotee perceives that Krishna is using him, you feel so thankful. And the others will say, oh, you've done so well. But he knows he didn't do anything, because it's Krishna. So become a sincere servant of Krishna and you, and always know that you need mercy, and then you'll always be okay. Okay. Sorry. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Bhuji. Thank you very much. Actually, before part you speak about the relationship of Krishna as a person with us, so that deeply helps us while we are chanting in the session. So I just wanted to clarify my understanding about this attention in chanting. So what I want to understand is that there is one attention which we endeavor to control our subtle body and mind and bringing it back to the holy name.
Yes.
And there is another level of attention which is because of the awareness of how Krishna is everywhere, how philosophy of Krishna consciousness, etc., and the power of Krishna, the potency of Krishna, etc., omniscient Krishna is everywhere, etc. The awareness and the attraction of the personality of Krishna, which you have been talking about every day, like we cannot hold. Krishna is ready to give. So the awareness of his dealings with his devotees, his qualities. So that attention, which is brought about by awareness and attraction, is automatic, whereas this attention, which is more or less a kind of exercise, where we have
it's
to
sadhana.
It's a sadhana. Yes,
it's
surely.
Practice.
Surely. So is it like helpful to us that if we hear about Krishna, there we put our sadhana to attentively hear about the qualities of Krishna, how he is everywhere, than to just only attempt to be attentive in chanting holy names? Is it helpful like that? Because
is it helpful to hear about Krishna?
It's
essential to hear about Krishna. Ihan male nitya sechu shravanadi jal. It's the life of a devotee, hearing about Krishna and also speaking about Krishna. But before we can speak, we have to hear. Yes, it's the most wonderful thing. But it's necessary, therefore we have classes that we hear the Bhagavatam. We hear Bhagavad Gita. But then in relationship to chanting, you're saying, which should I do? So it should be natural. It's best if you can think of Krishna's pastimes, his form, his qualities. But it should be natural. They should naturally arise. If you hear and you chant, it should gradually, naturally arise. But we don't want to artificially do that. The thing that we can do with our will is listen and hear. With our free will, we can hear. But if we try to always place pastimes and this and that, it will distract us. It's not the natural process. This is my understanding of how Prabhupada taught us. But if you hear about a person and then you see them, then you naturally think of all the things that you heard. So when we can just connect that Krishna is a person and chant to that person, then it naturally we remember so many things about him if we've heard. So not artificially, but it should be natural by the process of hearing and chanting. This is what I've learned from Prabhupada. Did you want to add something or?
Yes, I understood about the artificial thing which Prabhupada speaks about.
Yes.
What I wanted to kind of ask is that there is Bhagavatam class and there is chanting time. So if I am as much as attentive in chanting, I am endeavoring, that much only at least I should endeavor for hearing about Bhagavatam, which is Krishna is, awareness and attraction will come there.
Yes.
So that's what I was
and also not
to
only
ask.
Yes, 100% correct. And not only that, but when we're doing our service, we should be that kind of aware. That kind of conscious that I'm doing this. There's a connection between, we want to connect everything we do with Krishna and our offerings to Krishna. And then it's devotional service, it's seva. And we tend, or not we, but the mind, or I tend to disconnect everything from Krishna. Even the chanting, even the Srupa Siddha Bhakti things that are directly Krishna in potency. I can sometimes walk in front of the deities and be there, and then I walk out and someone says, what color were the clothes were the deities wearing? And what? Because everything that we do every day tends to get mechanical. Mechanical means mindless. You do it, but you don't put your mind into it. So there's no devotion. So we want to develop devotional service. And then, so everything that we do, we should be conscious, that Krishna conscious. But of course, we have to practice. Does that directly address what you were saying? Okay, thank you. Any? Now what do I do? Should I answer this question? Is it your question? No. seems difficult to perceive Hare Krishna Mahamantra as Krishna himself. Yes, this is the stage of Bhava Bhakti when we can do that. Because Krishna's name is Krishna, but mantra has so many words, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, why not only chant Krishna, Krishna? I think he's an accounting major. because it's the Maha Mantra. Krishna's names have potency, but this particular configuration, this putting together of Krishna's names, has special potency. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he requested his devotees to chant the Maha Mantra. But also, and Prabhupada, of course, asked us to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But we can chant Krishna's names. Krishna, 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 hey, Krishna, 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 Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Rakshamam, Rama, Raghava, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Pahiman. There's so many names. Govinda, Jai, Jai, Hari, Harayanama. But the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra has a special place because it is the Maha Mantra. But I don't even know who to look at when I'm answering that question. But I'm not going to do it. Oh, that one's for you, in your pocket. Good. You can answer his question. I'm not sure I answered that one properly. Gopala Govindaram Sri Madhusanan Giridhari Govind Radama. How does that go? Hari, where? Oh, he's gone. Who can sing that right now? Who can come over the harmonium and sing Hari Haraya Nama? Okay. Come, come, come. Someone do it quickly. Don't be shy, please. Oh, very good. Please sit. Can you, do you play harmonium also or not required? Okay. Now everyone sing responsively with the same attention that you were chanting japa. Mahaprabhu, because when Mahaprabhu had his students and he told them to chant the holy names, and they said, we would, but we don't know how. And then he taught him this Hari Haraya Nama. Please.
Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama.
Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama.
Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama. Gopal Govindaram Shri Madhusudana.
Gopal Govindaram Shri Madhusudana.
Gopal Govindaram Shri Madhusudana.
Gopal Govindaram Shri Madhusudana.
Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohana. Shri Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Sita.
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 Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavat Gita.
Hari Guru Vaishnava.
Shri Rup Shri Sanatana Bhatt Raghunatha. Shri Rup Shri Sanatana Bhatt Raghunatha. Shri Jiva Gopal Bhatt Das Raghunatha. Chai Gosai Kori Charana Vandana. Jaha Hoite Vigna Nash Abhishta Purana. Te Chai Gosai Jar Mui Tardas. Sabar Pada Renu Mura Pancha Gras. Tandera Charana Sehi Bhakti Sanivas. Janame Janam Hoye Abhilas. E Chai Gosai Jabe Braj Koilabas.
E Chai Gosai Jabe Koilabas.
E Chai Gosai Jabe Braj Koilabas. Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Kurila Prakash. Anande bolo Hari Bhaj Vrindavana. Anande bolo Hari Bhaj Vrindavana. Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayamana. Shri Guru Vaishnava Padma Padma Koriya.
Shri Guru Vaishnava Padma
Padma Koriya. Narottam Das Kohe Nama Sankirtan. Narottam Das Kohe Nama Sankirtan. Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama. Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama.
Good night. Hare Krishna. But one thing is that tomorrow we're also having a different kind of class here. We have a different seminar beginning, yes? Tomorrow, same time, and then next day's. Oh, very interesting journey we will take starting tomorrow. Krishna willing. Will you be able to come, or are you busy? Very good.
Hare Krishna. There are also other devotees registered for that.
Okay.
Besides this also. So, last 3 days, Prabhu took us through a journey. I want to say a few words briefly here. The very first day, Prabhu asked a very important question to all of us. What is the goal of everything that we all do, either in a Gurukula or even in our everyday life, in spiritual life? So many of us said to cultivate respect, to cultivate humility. And he actually stretched us for a while to make us think deeper. And then he said one word. Do you remember? Obedience, he said, yeah. So when I later on I thought about it, I realized actually Karishye Vachanam Mama Tava. Arjuna says Karishye Vachanam Tava. So he obeys Krishna. That's the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita actually. Similarly, in the path of spiritual life also, the chanting of the holy name is actually surrendering to Krishna. So he began with that. Then he told us also one very important point, that if you have controlled your mind, practically you can do anything in this world. He said, maybe you may not be able to fly immediately, he said. But otherwise, other than that, you can do so many things, he said. So in this way, I observed one thing that he gave a lot of emphasis on, which is actually making a connection with Lord Krishna and not turn our back to him. He literally took the trouble to get up from his seat and demonstrated what it means to turn away from Krishna, showing our back to him. So we should turn towards him. That was one thing. Today, Samarpan Group asked a question, what about awareness of Krishna? Why should we stress too much on attention? But my experience is, even if we have huge amount of knowledge about Krishna, oftentimes we know things but we don't surrender. Actually, knowing is not equivalent to surrendering. Jnanis are called vipaschit. Very learned people, still they are swept away by the current of maya. Yatra tohyapi kaunteya purushasya vipaschitah indriyani pramathini, it said. So Prabhu actually taught us the importance of surrendering to the instruction of attentive hearing, because mere cultivation of knowledge alone doesn't help. So the whole seminar was emphasizing this point about how to make an effort to attentively hear and not be caught up in a world of illusions or speculations or hallucinations. So it was so wonderful that Prabhu has been giving this one singular very great emphasis all through the 3 days. And also his teaching is actually something which reaches the hearts of all of us. He makes it very easy to understand, and he's very personal and very sympathetic, and he actually wants to give wisdom of how to approach the holy name in a proper attitude. So we have been observing this in the previous years also. When he came, he actually wants to help us. So that is one thing that I liked about him. Once he was, as a teacher, he was telling once, if you learn the subject, I feel very happy. And if you didn't learn the subject, then I am the worst teacher, I could not teach you. So in either case, actually, he didn't blame the student. He, as a teacher, he takes the responsibility to educate us. So we would like to thank Prabhu. The last 3 days of beautiful focus on the japa. And you all may probably want to know more. Many devotees told me last time that after this workshop is over, Prabhu goes back, then we are back to square A. So if you wish to keep in touch, there is a book called Japa, written by him, where he discusses this in even more great elaboration. So you can have a copy of that book. And tomorrow onwards, we have a 3-day workshop. If you haven't registered your name, you could do tomorrow during the daytime, you can do also. It is called as One Story, Four Truths. So don't ask me what are those four. You will come to know tomorrow. Yeah. Prabhu will reveal to you.
We shall reveal it gradually.
Gradually he will reveal it in the next 3 days. Yeah. So for this 3-day Japa workshop, we want to thank Prabhu with a loud Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Srijan Prabhu ki. Shil Prabhupada ki.
Thank you.